doesn't come from this hand. All comes from the north. Yes.
Here also, regard your scroll, whether it fits the left hand or the right.
Here is left and right. Yes.
In the shop, can you know before trying on that the left boot or shoe belongs to the left? When you are not right, know that you are left. The cries of a lion and an ape are distinct.
Means what? Are you listening? He is playing with the words. At first he started that, okay, that bad document of what you're doing and stuff doesn't come from the right hand. It comes from the north. Don't wait up till that judgment day. Now look at it. Look at it, if it is left or right. Okay? Because, let me tell you this, when you want to put on your shoes, what do? You don't try it. You look at it and you know which one is left or right. Right? Everything is like that. Look at the paper, which is the document of what are you doing in your life. Is it left or right? Right, with the other meaning of right, means correct. So he's playing with the right again and right. Yes?
He who makes the rose lovely and sweet-scented, his bounty makes every left to be right. He bestows rightness on everyone belonging to the left. He bestows a running water on the sea. If you are left, be right with his lordship, that you may see his mercies prevail.
Ah, this is needs a lot of attention, actually, the translation of this. If you are lefty, be correct with him, be honest with him. Because he's the one that is the giver and will have the kindness and forgive you to do all of that. So don't think about yourself only. You, yes, this is your letter. Not the judgment day, today. This is what you're doing. Then look at it. This is bad. Who are you? You're bad. Goodness is over there. Ah, forgiveness and all that will come to you. I'm not talking about you forgive something. You're supposed to be forgiven. And forgiver is not you, it's him. This is, we trust in him, in his forgiveness. Why? Because whatever we have, he's given us. So he's a giver. Is he a taker? No. That's the point. Yes?
Do you think it allowable that this vile scroll should pass from the left hand and come into the right? How indeed should a scroll like this, which is full of iniquity and injury, be fit in the right hand?
Yeah. Did you get it? Mm-hmm. Rule is sure that you didn't. He wants to go on. Yes, you know why? Because you are used to think about yourself. Who is selfish? You. Every living creature is selfish, except these exceptional people we are talking about and we are looking at. The rest are like this. Let's explain it. Yes.
Explaining the case of a person who makes a statement when his behavior is not consistent with that statement and profession. Like the infidels. And if thou ask them who created the heavens and the earth, they will surely say, Allah. How is the worship of a stone idol and the sacrifice of life and wealth for its sake appropriate to a soul which knows that the creator of heaven and earth and created beings as a God, all hearing, all seeing, omnipresent, all observing, all dominating, jealous, and so on.
Etc. Yes. I don't want to count it all, but everything, all the goodness is the other side, it's not in me. Yep.
A certain ascetic had a very jealous wife. He also had a maidservant, a Sapuri. The wife used to watch her husband jealously and not let him be alone with the maid. For a long time, the wife watched them both, lest an opportunity should occur for their being alone. Until the decree and foreordainment of God arrived, the watchman, reason, became giddy-headed and good for nothing.
Means what? The story starts like this. There is this fellow, okay, and he is Zahid. He's not a normal fellow. He's a fellow who is meditating and not doing any sins and always praying and all that, okay? And he has a wife. And he has a lady, a servant. That lady is beautiful. So, the woman is worried not to let the husband and that lady to be alone, because you know what will happen. Yes. Then what happened? It was working to a moment that something came out of nowhere. He will say hukm and taqdir. Hukm is order. This is the order of God. But it has a lot of other meanings, because this is the strong stuff, this is the main stuff, or whatever. The other one is taqdir. Taqdir is a word which is misused, and they always talk about, okay, it was taqdir, it was written in the sky, it should have happened, and we cannot do anything about it. That they will say taqdir. Rumi doesn't like it. Beginning of book 2, he talked about this taqdir and said, listen, in this universe, whatever you talk about has a proportion. Do you remember the ring of the nose of the camel and blah, 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 all of that? He said, accept what is given to people. There is no limitation over there. Is there? He gives these geniuses something that we cannot even imagine. So, the combination of these two means the outcome, the consequence. Okay, the consequence of this worrying and controlling your husband and trying this and that arrived. The logic? Forget about the logic. Yes.
When his decree and foreordainment arrives unawares, who is reason? Eclipse overtakes the moon.
Yeah. He says, I'm talking about the stuff which is not... No, really, I'm not talking about the magic. I'm talking about the stuff which is not in your hand. Everything is in your hand. Could you control everything? Could you control the earthquake? How about the tempest? Shall I go on? This is what it is. Remember that there are stuff that will happen which are not in our control and are not supposed to. Because when that stuff happens, when the mountains someday will explode. So what is that? So, then the logic is something to do something. No, there is no logic. You have to understand it. Yes, it happens. Yes.
The wife was at the bath. Suddenly she remembered the wash basin, and it was at home. She said to the maid, hark, Go like a bird and fetch the silver basin from our house. On hearing this, the maid came to life, for now she would obtain the master. The master was then at home and alone, so she ran joyously to the house. For 6 years the maid had been longing to find the master alone like this.
Suddenly 6 years is here. And you know six, because seven is totality, six is six books that he's preparing. For 6 years, all six dimensions, she was waiting for this moment to make love with the master, yes.
She flew off and hastened towards the house. She found the master at home and alone. Desire took possession of both the lovers so that they had no care or thought of bolting the door.
Mm. This is it. So both are so excited that none of them remember to lock the door. Okay.
Let's move on. We're looking for the translation.
This is the Latin translation of it.
Each from joy rejoiced in the writing. Their souls united at that moment of embrace. Then the wife recollected, why did I send her to the house? I have set the cotton on fire with my own hand. I have put the lusty ram to the ewe. She washed off the clay from her head and ran beside herself. She went in pursuit of her, drawing the khadar. The former ran because of the love in her soul, and the latter because of fear. What is fear in comparison with love? A great difference. A mystic's progress is at every moment to the throne of the king. The ascetic's progress is one day's journey every month. Although for the ascetic one day is of great value, how should his one day be 50,000?
Are you following the subject? Subject is the lady remembered that, oh, I did something strange, let's run home. But she cannot run very fast. The other one was running in love. She is running with worry. Let me talk about that. Yeah. What is the motivation of you in your life? What is it? Let me say it. May I? Mm-hmm. Worry. Mainly in your life you are worried, aren't you? Not to do the mistake, not to lose this, not to do that, not to do that. Careful. Yes, there is two types of living. One is worrisome life that you are doing. The other one is the happy life that selfless people are doing. They are selfless, so they are not worried. Do you think that every single night when Rumi wanted to sleep, we'll check the calendar and what I have to do tomorrow, and is it my mortgage date or blah blah blah, all of that? Or you would just slip. Hear it. You hear it. But could you change it? Ah, wait, this is it. We want you to feel it really. When you passionately feel it, then you start to change. You start to stop all those worrying. Here, the lady is the lady who is worried about that stuff. Let's go back to this fellow, Zahid. The fellow, okay, is a good fellow and he has good things should happen to him. But the magic too, yes.
the length of every